Old friends from home, sometimes we meet. Others are named Mass on the easy street. Old friends from home, sometimes we meet. They carried me here and she was doing fine. She was all dressed up once and drinking wine. I missed the ground when she walks upon my pretty dark-eyed Galway girl. And I've been away now far too long in this fast and proud America. I came over here back in 84 when the west of Ireland was filled with places to leave and search for work. Back when time and life stood still. Well, I can't believe what they said was true. I was so delighted, just the same, when I heard my Galway girl had wed to a very close acquaintance of mine. I was hurt at first, now I believe how a heart and love could be so blind. I came home for you back in 84 when the west of Ireland was filled, what's new, with places to leave and search for work. Back when time and life stood still. Here we go. Da-di-di-do, ma-bum-bi-do, da-di-ma-bum-ba-da-di-do, wa-bum-ba-da. Winter's kind, maybe look up some old relations of mine. Take a stroll down Irish lanes with sweet memories of my Galway girl after Sunday mass on Easy Street. Old friends from home, sometimes we meet after Sunday mass on Easy Street. Old friends from home, sometimes we meet after Sunday mass on Easy Street. Old friends from home, sometimes we meet after Sunday mass.
You know, and then music. We got all our music from North Africa. All channels.
Really?
Yeah. The Gothic roots. So if you go. Surviving on the back street of life. Coexist yourself. Here we go. Kids on the streets are painting the walls of Israel. Heaven exists for only God's coexist. Golden oil. fathers and mothers dying on the back streets of life. Of life. What life? Play it.
I will build my love a bower beyond pure crystal fountain, and on earth I will place the wild flowers of the mountain. My true love, she will come. I will surely find another where the wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather. Where you go, I see you. Come on.
little love song that I will never bring.
Protecting them, you know, slowly, you know.
And you wrote the song.
Yeah. It's easy to talk now, dear God. Yeah, it's easy to talk now, dear God. And it's easy to say the war's been won. It's never easy to tell the truth, Mr. Washington. And it's easy to carve their names on stone. Yeah, it's easy to carve their names on stone. And it's easy when it's not your flesh nor blood. No, no, it's never easy to tell the truth, Mr. Washington. And round and round this world the politicians they go, devouring gems. millions of souls. And round this world, their misery grows. You know, there are no winners, sir. Cold, cold wars. No, 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 no. It's easy to say what's one is one. And it's easy to say what's done is done. Yeah, it's easy when it's not your daughter or son. No, 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 no. It's never easy to tell the truth, Mr. Washington. And round the world, those politicians, they go devouring generations of souls. And round the world, their misery, it flows, you know. There are no winners. Cold, cold wars, no, 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 no. There are no winners in cold, cold wars. No, no, no. There are no winners in cold, cold wars.
Hey.
First, I saw the love light in your eyes. I thought the world had not put shine for me. And even though we drifted far apart, I never dreamed. But what I dreamed of you, I love you as I've never loved before. Since first I saw you on the village green. Thank you.
is the color of a sparkling cone. In the morning when I rise, oh, in the morning when I rise, oh, there's a time that I love best.
Come on, you know this one. Do you know, I hate concerts. I love sessions. But concerts are a right stiff-ass job, isn't it? You come in, you're sitting on your best dress or your best droids and you're afraid to go to the tile in case something happens, you know? A session, anything happens, great. It's myself and Mary Black recorded this about 2 years ago. Got number 7 in the charts. Me and that artist woman. She has a heart the precious gone. She's a picture rare now to be home when I'm walking with my love. And I love the films, the evening air and I smile to just stroll the day. No need to hurry, no not to care. When I'm walking with me darling, come on. When I'm walking with me darling, with my she has a mop of auburn hair, the blue stains with no compare. Intelligence, it just holds you dear. No need to hurry back to town away. Get there in the end somehow when I'm on. Starry light, she beckons me to hold on tight as the moon comes to steal the night. There's an old cafe down by the shore. We stop a while to chat someone about the dreams, all the wishing for. Last time when I'm walking with me, darling. To be 67, you get away with murder. Welcome to my soul. I didn't mean to scare you. I have to show it all. Don't say I didn't warn you. This love is like that wall that you have to climb or fall. Oh yeah. And this is the last great love song that I will ever sing to you. Come on. And this is the last great love song, all that I will never bring to you. Don't run, I've come to call. Pray be silent when you hear it, to crush the damn the cold. I'll need you to bear witness, your laughter in the dark has left me cold and starved. And this is the last great love song that
that I will ever see. To you, you have that exquisite rule of a lover not in love. Oh, this is the last great love song that I will ever sing to you. And this is the last great love song that I will ever
Sweet 16 sounds fine to me.
steal away, let's steal. reason left to stay. For me and you, let's start anew and turn and steal away. Steal away, let's steal away. No reason left to stay. For me and you, let's start anew, darling, steal away. Let's steal away, chase our dream, and hope they'll never find us at the dreary days. The empty nights, we leave them all behind us. Steal away, let's steal away. No reason left to stay. For me and you, let's start anew. And darling, steal away. City streets, the gloom and desolation, the rain, the cold, just growing old. God knows it's a hard old station. Steal away, let's steal away. No reason left to stay. For me and you, let's start anew, and darling, steal away. We leave with just our memories, and we'll make a new beginning. But we have to choose to win or lose, and it's time we started winning. Steal away, let's steal away. No reason left to stay. For me and you, let's start anew, and darling, steal away, steal away, let's steal away. No reason left to stay. For me and you, let's start anew.
First, I saw the love light in your eye. I thought the world held not but joy for me. And even though we've drifted far apart, come on, sing with me. I never dreamed, but what I dream of thee. I love you on this one, as I've never loved before.
have to close your eyes.
Since first I saw you on the view, come to me, ere my dreams of love are wrong.
This time.
Wished I'd never been born. Those days are gone. Those days are gone. 'Cause I found me a woman that loves to control, and I love money, heart and soul. You know, once in California I got drunk with the Lord. Those days are gone. Those days are gone. Play, baby. Blankety faces rushing by. Those days are gone. Those days are gone. Begging change on the street, and you spare a thought for me. Those days are gone. Those days are gone. 'Cause I found me a woman that just loves control, and I love her money, heart and soul. You know, once in dear old Dublin I had nothing. Those days are gone. Those days are gone. There's no gray clouds no more, and the sun is out for sure. Those days are gone. Those days are gone. And I have a smile across my face. I've just joined the human race. Those days are gone. Those days are gone. 'Cause I found me a woman that loves control, and I love her money, heart and soul. You know, once in California I got drunk with the Lord. Those days are gone. Those days are gone. Play.
I come from Alabama with the banjo on my knee, and I'm going to Louisiana, my true love for to see. It rained all night the day I left, the weather it was so dry, and the sun so hot I froze to death. Now Susanna, don't you cry.
All together.
Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me, 'cause I come from Alabama, my true love for to see. Susanna there, now coming over the hill. She had a sweet cake in her hand, a salt tear in her eye. I'm coming home from the south, my love, now Susanna, don't you cry.
All together, come on, Pat.
Oh, Susanna, no, don't you cry for me, 'cause I come from Alabama, my true love far to see.
One more time.
Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me, I come from Alabama with the banjo.
About when you were young and in your prime, and the way that you met man, and everything you saw, and tell us all the things you used to do. So I close my eyes and the ears just roll away, and everything's as clear as yesterday. Oh, how can I forget that summer when we met? It was Dublin town in 1962. All our days were sunny, all our skies were blue in Dublin town in 1962. We climbed the hill of hopes and down again, walked home from the pillar in the rain, and we courted in the park while the lights glowed in the dark, danced at Cleary's and Metropole till two. We crossed the Hate Me Bridge at evening time, and it felt so good to have you by my side. We watched the main boat sail, paper boys cried headland mail, in Dublin town in 1962. All our days were sunny, and all our skies were blue in Dublin town in 1962. Dum dum dee da la dum, na na dee da dum, dum dum dee da dee, la like many more, we kissed it all goodbye. Sailed away to give our luck a try. In this land across the sea, that's been good to you and me, where our children played as we once used to do. Well, my kids say, Dad, that's really quite a change. We can see you have the spirit of the game, and we know there's no regret, and we're very glad you've met in Dublin town in 1962. All our days were sunny, and all our skies were blue in Dublin town in 1962. All our days were sunny, and all our skies were blue in Dublin town 1962.
What is the origin of the pipes? Did you make them yourself?
I made some of them. I made the reeds that's in the pipe, but I do make pipes myself. But these were made by a very good friend of mine, and I was very fortunate to meet Killian O'Brien, who's come from just down the road from here in Blackrock, but he now lives in Dingle.
A very handsome set of pipes, anyway, and beautifully played.
Thank you very
and your
much.
Family were known as the Blind Duns.
They were, yeah. First of all, Pat, I'd just like to say thanks to Oliver and Tommy. I'm proud that my father has been recognised, you know, and my uncles. I mean, they played music for generations, like, and probably not a whole lot thought about them, you know, but I'm very happy with what
Oliver
has done.
Finally, you know, recognised in print.
Yes,
as
yes,
I say, it's a beautiful book. And there's also, I see at the back of the book, there's some sheet music, and that's to do with Ted, isn't it?
Yeah, well, there's all different arrangements there for young pipers, you know, that can read music. I learned to read music when I was at a very young age, and Michael can do it, read music. I mean, we were taught to read music before we ever went to school, you know, as kids. So there's all different arrangements of where you got the tunes from, collected in 1920 from wherever, you know, different parts of Ireland. It's a great, it's like a little journey, you know, at the back.
And Mickey, you yourself, you travel the world. You're a teacher now.
Yeah, I taught pipes from New Zealand, Australia, all over the world, Pat. People
and you were in residence in Limerick, in the University of Limerick.
I was. Very fancy name, but I was a musician in residence in Uelia for a year.
Yeah. There's huge interest, I know, in the pipes, and yet there's a shortage of pipes, I believe, good quality pipes.
Well, that's what people say, but I think there are a good few makers now, Pat. People are beginning to learn. There's a great scheme going on here in Dublin. The Pipers Club have about 30 people learning how to make pipes out in Clonshock now, so it's not going to die out anyway, pipe making. But, you know, all this state, you can trace all this back, Pat, to the Caches and the Dorns. And I mean, I wouldn't be playing pipes today only for Finbar, and that's the truth.
How so?
Because I all my family were fiddle players, Pat. The Duns were all fiddle players, back for six generations. But I heard Finbar and Eddie back in the 60s, and I was blown away with the pipes, you know. And from then I took up the pipes, and that's the truth, you know. That's the truth.
And I used to see your father playing the fiddle in O'Donoghue's.
He's a story about my father with the chanter.
Oh, that's right. That's
this
how,
is lovely. He was only a kid.
Those times families would, like all the Duns played fiddles. The Furies would have been banjos and pipers. And my dad and Ted Finbar's father were great pals that travelled for years all over the country. And I remember we came up to Dublin one time and my dad called to Finbar's house in Ballyfermot and Ted Fury gave him a chanter. He had a just that's the chanter there, Pat, mm-hmm. And he gave him a present of it. And that was sitting in my house for maybe 20 years. And one day my dad got down and he could make anything, Pat. He made reeds, he could do anything with his hands, and he made up a practice set for me. And that's how I started playing pipes.
And that's how you started. So it came from Ted. The chanter came from Ted. And then all the other bits, the drones had to be fabricated then. As I say, it's a terrific book. It'll, I think, have a very enthusiastic and a very wide readership. But we're going to conclude. Finbar, you're going to do a party piece
for us.
Yeah,
it was just when myself and Mickey got together. Like, Paddy Keenan was supposed to come this morning, but he has a bad leg. He hurt his leg, so and he can't tap his foot when he's playing, so it's really agonising him. But anyway, he's in America working away at the moment. But so Mickey came me ring, and Oliver said, "Will you come in?" And I said, "No problem." So I said, "They arrived at my house at 4:00
Before you start, Oliver wants to.
I just
want
to say one thing. When Tommy Fagan and I decided to put this subject into print, Pat, we did it off our own back. We paid for it ourselves. We printed it, we published it ourselves, we distributed it ourselves, we researched it ourselves. We didn't need any help from anybody. The only people that did help us actually was the Leader programme in County Clare, and I want to acknowledge that. And I also want to acknowledge FedEx.
And just to clarify where it can be found then, if it's self-published.
Yeah, that would be difficult because we were just two guys. We did it for the love of it, Pat, not for the money. It's in the Piper's Dublin, the Peabody Yellin in Dublin, it's in Cladder Records. We haven't got into Easton's or Hughes and Hughes yet, but hopefully they will, after this programme, they might decide to take it on board. But we're sending lots of them to the United States, and we're doing some lectures in the universities in America in 3 weeks' time for the ethnic studies group. They love it. They love it in America and they love it in Canada. But I think this book should be in any home in Ireland. JohnnyDoran.com, and anybody can buy there, you know.
JohnnyDoran.com. The book is called Free Spirits, Irish Travellers and Irish Traditional Music by Tommy Fegan and Oliver O'Connell. And now,
I'm going to just give you, like, we made up our mind this morning, he's going to play the pipes and I'm going to play the banjo. Because I'm going to bring the fiddle, but none of us can really play it. Three concerts out there, and I actually went to the World Cup final.
Yay!
Worst football match I was ever at in my life. And I had one of them...
Oh, youth crusades, whatever you call
it. And I had a great time out there because I got all the... I couldn't beat them. So what I did, I bought one, and I bored a few holes in it with a cigarette, you know?
Yeah.
And I started playing the Lonesome Boatman on it. And I had all the fellas out there giving it all that. But on the way home, they lost me banjo, and... So I had to do a gig down in Kerry for Paddy O'Shea.
Okay, the great Paddy.
Yeah, lovely. And he was closing the festival, so Paddy asked me down. So I had no banjo, so we looked up the internet, or up the web, and my wife found this little banjo.
Lovely.
I'd like to thank the young man who sold it to me, because he made the deal with Sheila on the phone. And then when he saw me, he said, "If I'd have known it was you, I'd have hit you about twice the price."
But listen, you've just come back from Down Under, touring with the great Brendan Grace.
I had a ball with Brendan.
He's such a good fun,
actually. Funniest character. My kidneys were sore from laughing. I'm not messing, you never saw anything like him. Who would this lot do?
Yes, they're here as well.
Anyway, like, he gets a funny... Everything is funny with Brendan, you know, like... I had to actually, in the end, get away from him, because I was going hoarse. And I was singing.
But is he literally funny all the time?
All the time. He never gets off the stage. But it's all great. It's not like stupid humour. Brendan is very sensible, you know. Like, I remember we were standing outside having a cigarette, and we still smoke, and Brendan.
Sorry.
The odd cigarette, you know. And we're in Darwin, and this guy says, "You can't smoke there. You must smoke 30 metres away from the building, you know." So Brendan says, "If we smoke 30 metres away from this pub, we're going to be smoking in that other pub across the road." And your man says, "Oh, forget it, mate, just smoke."
No,
we
the
ball, you know. Things,
because
you know.
When you used to tour in the past, but have you toned down? You're not quite the wild guys you used to be.
Yeah, we weren't really wild, you know. We never went near the top shelf. We sort of had a great father and mother, you know. The father always said, what was he saying was, stick to the points. Stay away from the joints and leave the little fellas alone.
Good advice, actually.
And we sort of stuck with that, myself and Eddie. Of course, you know, when we were kids, we were very fit, you know, because we boxed amateur for Arbor Hill, you know, until we were about 14 or 15. And we kept that fitness going, you know. When we first went to Scotland in 1967, when we met up with Billy Connolly and Jerry for the first time, they couldn't believe how fit we were, you know, for two Irish fellas. And they couldn't believe we didn't drink. Because we actually didn't drink that much. We sort of have a sip, you know. And we were always very careful with ourselves. And then, of course, you know, I joined the Clancy Brothers in 1968, late 67. And I was with the Clancys after Tommy Makem left. And I saw the boys really go through a hard time with the drink, you know. Mm. And that sort of put the frighteners on me as a kid, because I was just married at the time. My wife is here, Sheila.
Oh, hi,
and
Sheila.
Yeah, she's great. She's been a pillar all my life. She's a great lady. But, like... just watching the lads, and I ended up minding most of them, you know, at the end of the night, bringing them home and things like that, you know. But I was only a kid. And so we had a good on look at the world before we actually, the first concerts I did with the Clancys was, they did three nights in Carnegie Hall. Now, I couldn't believe this, you know, these four Tipperary brothers. And Bobby had joined them at the time. Bobby wasn't a member of them. And Bobby joined when me and Eddie joined. And... we had a ball with the lads for 3 years. We did the Johnny Carson show, the Cabot show. We did Arthur Godfrey, all of these amazing, you know, people. And we were introduced to so much by the Clancys. They were incredible. Yeah, and Bula Boss for the boys. They were incredible.
Yeah, they were incredible.
From Carrick, sure.
Yeah, they were amazing.
Tommy Macon.
But look, Sweet 16, you're going to play a little of that on this banjo. But I like the story. Now, not everyone will know it, some people will, about how you decided to record that. Tell that story.
Well, I was... my father had died at the time in 1979, and... I used to stay with my mother any time I was in Dublin, and we used to play the Wexford Inn every Monday night. Didn't matter where we were, we always played it on a Monday night. Even when we did Top of the Pops, we still came back and played it.
Because
the Ballyfermot kids loved it, and all the lads used to come in with fingers. It was all the housing practice, estates, and it was great. But I remember I was cleaning out his suitcase. He had an old suitcase upstairs. It was all stuff there. It was his private stuff in
After
it.
He died?
Yeah. And in it was a book that he'd written on Irish music, and talking about people like Johnny Dorden and Felix Dorden, great pipers he travelled with years ago, you know. And then I came across the words of Sweet 16 rolled up, you know. And I opened, and he used to sing it when he had a few jars on him, you know. So I remember bringing it down to my mother and saying, do you want this or will I throw it out? And she says, you should sing that. You know, it's absolutely a brilliant song, written by a fellow called Jimmy Thornton. Yeah. And she just told me the story of he was a comedian, the guy, and he died in the streets of Chicago, penniless. And, but the song was so short. Actually, Paul Riley from Dolphin I wanted to see if there was any more words, and there wasn't. And Paul researched it for me. So then I went in and recorded it with the RT Orchestra on a Saturday morning. 2 hours later, we were in the pub having a pint, saying, well done. It was a one take. She sits down with the orchestra, just go for it. And I'd written the banjo piece, which was weeks ago
on
the Olympia, you know. And it was great. I was just saying, I did it with young Shane Ward.
Yeah,
on the Olympia.
He's a lovely voice,
and he did this wonderful harmony over the top of me. And I thought, I actually was looking for a girl coming in singing, because he was singing so high, I was like this.
Yeah.
Because he just took it, you know. It was
but look,
fun.
You were just talking about your dad there, and our researchers, we got a lovely clip which we're going to show now of you and your dad and your brother Eddie, and it's about 1963. Let's roll that, actually, Niamh. Let's have a look at that.
Still water, is it,
Yeah. Listen, that was lovely. After
Thanks.
Sunday match,
Thanks,
about
it's nice to immigrants. See you again. You're looking good.
Thank you.
Good.
You look yourself.
Yeah. I thought mine was going to be good. I wouldn't have worn that one tonight if I was thought you were wearing that one.
I think we complement each other very well.
Go on anyway.
So that's after Sunday match about emigration, and you're going to head off yourself now to America, yeah?
Well, I wasn't going to go. I went over to America last March, just before March. I went out for a 2 week. Piss up, if you like, you know, in the pubs, usual, you know, they get you a halt here, they don't want to leave you go. And every Irish pub in America has a record of the Fury somewhere around the place. And there's always some of the lads singing when you walk in. And it's fantastic, it's like being at home. I had a great time. And I went down to Nashville, I had a look at Nashville, I'd never been there, and watched the music there, and I heard so much about the songwriting. And it was wonderful, I had a great time. Myself and Brian Gaffney from Tralee. Couldn't have a better manager side than the Kerry fella.
Good wing
man. Fine guitar player, you know, and a brilliant musician as well. And a brilliant singer as well, Shanos as well, you know.
Yeah.
So we had a good check around for a few days, and we said, yeah, we're going to come back here. You know, we had a good look. It was good, yeah.
You've kind of been taken up
by the
college radio and that out there a bit. There's a new generation. Because the album is, the album Colours, it's quite a cool album. Like, you can imagine people who are listening to Leonard Cohen now and stuff like that. Like, there's almost a reggae calypso vibe off that song. And then I know you do some of the old songs. But it's still very modern kind of roots music,
well,
isn't
it? An idea I had of... like, I grew up with Dylan and I grew up with John Lennon, you know.
Yeah.
These people are missing from our lives and from the music world at the moment, you know. And there's one of the people, you have Bono there, which is great, you know.
Yeah.
And he's doing such a great job out there and he's singing really great and decent songs, you know. And that sort of is missing out of our... heritage, if you like, as a heritage of people, we love sitting in kitchens and singing songs. It doesn't matter what hour of the morning. I saw my mother quieting us up many times and coming down and threatening the outfield, I'd break that fiddle if you don't shut it up at this hour of the morning, trying to say me prayers. But anyway, you know, as a part of, we're losing that social, you know, contact of music, you know.
Yeah.
And I find every time I go to America, it's even further away, you know, over there, because the Irish lads know the immigrants are leaving the young kids again, which is terrible sad. I did it in 1967 with my brother.
Yeah.
And I like watched it through the generations and generations, and you know, I'm in my mid-60s now, you know. And my own kids did it, and you know, there's something wrong with us, I think, if we can't look after an island that's 200 miles, 260 miles wide and 300 miles long, for Christ's sake, you know. Yeah. That's the truth, I don't care. And our heritage is very important to us,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to get involved in it because I'm a freelance musician. I'm like a gunslinger. You know, I walk into town and where's the best musician in town? Show me. I want to lock horns with him and have a bit of fun and find out who he is.
Yeah.
The thing about myself and my family working as musicians, especially myself and Eddie, we would go into Germany. We would play a town in Germany, we say, years ago in the 70s, you know. It's like to be 2,500, 3,000 people at a concert. I'm not talking about little Mickey Mouse gigs and getting there, you know. It's one thing to take your music from Dublin to Cork and back, you know, and another thing to take it to the rest of the world, you know. And my brothers were magic because they would find out what's the town famous for, how many people is living in this town. So by the time we got on stage, we knew what the town was famous for.
Yeah.
We knew how many people in the town. We knew the name of the Lord Mayor. So we're invited back into the heritage. Of course, the two heritage groups meet, and of course we share ours. But if you don't make contact, then it doesn't happen. You get these guys going in, do the show, collect the dough and go, you know, out of order, you know. Spend a bit of time with the people in the country you visit. You are their guest, after all, you know.
And listen, there's a new documentary, and you're talking about yourself and Eddie and the brothers around here. New documentary, and it's on Monday night, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's fantastic.
I have to say, for me, growing up, I was never aware of you before, you know, Sweet 16, that kind of thing. Yeah. And I suppose I kind of thought you were a show band or something like that. This documentary is amazing. It's a real eye-opener. And
show band.
Shows you right. Well, you know what I mean.
It would have been the Fury show.
Shows
band.
You right. Yeah, but you know what you know
Molly Fairman.
Yeah.
All the way from Finglas. I can see it.
But
there,
it shows you going right back and the pure musician and all that kind of thing. I'm going to show a little clip of it, okay? Yeah, we'll have a look.
Thanks, man. English folkies never heard anything like us. We were new, and they just went mad on us, you know? And we always had a great time with the audience there, and it was lovely, you know? And we were cute looking on stage from a distance. But, you know, we had a charisma, I suppose. It didn't matter what we played. People loved it. They couldn't wait for us to start. You know, I look back. The documentary is on Monday night, and I'm delighted because I'd actually thought I was doing a song with Mary Black on Monday night in the Canal Theatre, but I'm not. It's tomorrow night. So I was sweating all week how I was going to get this documentary and fill two boards with one stone.
Yeah.
You know, that I couldn't
get
married.
Do you have Sky Plus or the UPC or that?
No, I don't even have a mobile phone. Do you know, Brendan, I've never had a bank account or a mobile phone in my life. And I left my watch behind me. If I'd have lost the missus, I'd have never found it.
So listen, it's called Free Spirit. Will you sing a song?
Yeah, I want to show you
would
something.
Would you do me a favour?
Let me show you this.
Please do me one favour,
yes.
Will you?
Yes.
You do a version of Waltzing Matilda on the album Colours.
Oh, now you have me.
It's a sad song at the best of times. You actually made it even more kind of poignant. It's beautiful. Would you sing a little bit of it first?
Well, I'll sing a couple of little things. First of all, it was collected by a fellow by the name of Banjo Patterson in Australia. And I checked up on it, and the song is actually about an Irish swagman, or a travelling man, selling his wares. And the melody comes from Scotland, and the words were written by Paddy. So it's a right mixture. So if you go...